The Grunts on the Run. The Grunts, Book 4. Written by Philip Arder and read by Lawrence Boxall.
Sonny's right, said Mr. Grunt.
About what?
Said Mrs. Grunt. We're going to have to go on the run.
The what?
The run, said Sonny. He had his hands in the pockets of his blue dress to try to keep them warm.
Why run?
Demanded Mrs. Grunt.
Why not take the caravan?
On the run, in the caravan, you stuffed owl, said Mr. Grunt.
He was getting hot and bothered, and his face was red. It looked even redder against the backdrop of the snow all around them. Mrs. Grunt gave him one of her funny looks.
Then we need to hitch up fingers, she said.
I think we're going to have to leave fingers behind, said Sonny. Fingers, who was technically his elephant, was standing right beside him. He was a very handsome elephant with very intelligent eyes, which were watching Sonny closely. The tip of his trunk was snuffling around in a large bag of stale buns with a light dusting of recent snowfall on top of them.
Behind, said Mr. Grunt, but he pulls the caravan.
I think we're going to have to leave that behind too, Dad, said Sonny.
Behind the elephant,
said Mrs. Grunt.
Behind, in front, why should that matter, wife?
Because Finger should pull the caravan, not push it, you clamshell.
Not if the caravan's not going anywhere, you doughball, said Mr. Grunt.
Shark's tooth.
Margarine tub.
Mr. and Mrs. Grunt often talked to each other like that. Well, shouted at each other like that. It was their way. It doesn't mean that they didn't love each other. They did. Some husbands and wives give each other flowers. Mr. and Mrs. Grunt took delight in throwing insults and the occasional melon.
Watch strap!
Foghorn!
See? Here at the house, Sonny interrupted, we're going to have to leave Fingers and the caravan here at the house. The house in question was Big Manor, with two G's.
But why?
Demanded Mrs. Grunt.
Because they know about Fingers, so we'll be on the lookout for an elephant.
And elephants are hard to disguise, said Sonny. Not that Sonny had ever tried to disguise an elephant. This is what's called an educated guess. And even in a jumbo-sized version of one of those all-in-one false glasses, nose and moustache kits, Fingers wouldn't have looked any less elephanty. That's the word. Elephanty. Even if you won't find it in any dictionary, unless I get there ahead of you and write it in myself. But who was this they that Sonny was talking about? They were four men by the names of Lord Big, with two G's, bird lover and official owner of Big Manor, still with two G's, and a parrot named Monty, with no G's. Rodney Lazenby, better known as Rodders Lazenby, who was the former chairman of Lazenby Destructions. Michael Jinks, a false moustache wearer who sometimes called himself Max, brother of Mandy Jinks, who sometimes called herself Martha. Thomas Winkle, better known as Twinkle, a very large and rather frightening man in a bird suit.